Hey there, birth nerd. You're listening to the Birth Worker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it. You're listening to episode 110 of the Birth Worker Podcast. Welcome back. Happy Friday. Typically on these Friday episodes, I answer three questions, but as I was scrolling through all of the questions that you guys submitted, and by the way, you can submit your question for this show, just go to birthworker.com/ask. But what I was doing is I was scrolling through the questions and I found one question that was honestly so good that it deserved its own podcast episode. So today I am going to be answering just one question, which is this. Sarah said, "Hey Kylie, my doula training didn't really cover anything related to tech or automation, and I hear you talk about that stuff a lot. Can you help me understand where I can use automation in my business?" Now, if you're a student of mine already, you know that I'm going to eat up this podcast episode. I'm so excited to talk about anything related to streamlining and systemizing work so you don't have to work as hard. That is my goal. So really what we're going to dive into today is five ways to automate your doula client onboarding process. Now, using tech and automation for onboarding is just one small, tiny piece of the pie. So I will first dive into a couple other ways you can use tech and automation in your business. But if you're looking for ways to simplify your workload so you can focus more on doing what you actually love, you are going to love this episode. So my goal is by the end of this episode, you will see that there is a simpler way to work, and hopefully you'll be leaving saying, "Oh my gosh, Kylie, I cannot wait to actually go and implement these strategies." So today we're going to talk mostly about the onboarding process because I think it's a really great topic, and I think brand new doulas have no clue how to do this. They don't even know it's possible, and really experienced doulas typically are really overwhelmed with this whole process, or they're overcomplicating it, or they really just haven't streamlined it at all, and they're just doing everything manually. So first I'll say that when it comes to tech and automation, the sky is the limit. Like seriously, if it is something that you do often or all of the time, I would go far as to say that if it is a repeatable task that you do more than once in your business, it can be automated. Now, again, we're going to talk mostly about onboarding, but before we even jump into it, I just want to say that you can use automation for your in-person doula business, but also for your online business. You can use it for your content. You can use it for your Instagram channels, your social media. You can use it for interacting with clients. You can use it for checking in with clients. You can use it for growing your business and backend and organization. It's amazing. I wish I could like show every single one of you a little sneak peek behind the scenes in my business because we have really made it a number one priority to become automated on the back end and to simplify everything. And if you are in the Birth Worker community membership, you typically do get to see behind the scenes in my business. But I love talking about operating procedures and automations, tech, all of it. But let's jump into ways that you can use automation for client onboarding. And to be honest, the tips I'm going to give you, you can actually just like run it through your filter of your brain and make it work for anything else. So if you're sitting here like, "Kylie, I actually don't take in-person clients." Awesome. Like use all of these tips for your online clients, your virtual clients, your one-on-one clients. Use it for your online business, your birth courses, whatever it is. You can take all of these strategies and use them in a million different ways. So the number one thing I want to talk about is automated scheduling tools. Now, every single one of us should have an automated scheduling tool. I know there's some of you out there who do not yet, so let this be your invitation to go set this up, like literally as soon as this episode is over. So I use Calendly in my business. I absolutely love Calendly, and the reason that I love it is I can update my schedule literally whenever I want, and it's immediately reflected on all of my events. So Calendly is really, if you're brand new to online business and automation, Calendly is like a calendar management and event scheduling platform. And so you can make all sorts of different events I should have mentioned this first. You can make all sorts of different events. You can make one-to-one events. So that would be like a consultation call or a prenatal or some, or like a virtual prenatal with your clients, a pick my brain coaching session. But you could also do like one-to-many. So you could have webinars or workshops or virtual mother circles all through Calendly. And the reason that I love it is because all of the automation tools that it provides. So for instance, when someone signs up for a one-on-one coaching call with me, and to be honest, I only offer those as bonuses inside of our programs. So if you go to my website, you will not see one-to-one coaching call there. I became too busy that I had to focus on my group coaching programs. But let's just say someone gets a bonus of a one-on-one coaching call with me. They go to Calendly, they see my schedule, they pick the call, but then I've set up automations on the back end. So they get text message reminders, they get email reminders. I also set up automations where it alerts me of who the call is with and why are they getting a call and what the call is and who this person is and what courses they've purchased and all of those amazing things. So that is one thing, an automated scheduling platform that you can implement right away. Again, I use Calendly. I love it. It's a low monthly payment. I have had students who use different platforms and they love those as well. So whatever you decide, don't care what it is, definitely get a calendar so you're not manually scheduling appointments. You can do this with prenatals too. So this is not just for online things. So one of the biggest tips that I help my students with as soon as they come into our programs is help them time block or really just set boundaries around their time. And one of the things that I recommend is that you're really only doing certain things on certain days. So for instance, today is Tuesday. It is my content day. I'm recording podcasts. I do not record podcasts on any other day. I also don't take any appointments on Tuesdays, right? I don't do online coaching. I don't take prenatals. It's literally my podcasting day. You should do the same thing with your appointments. So you should have one day essentially that's prenatal appointments or, you know, postpartum visits if you're a birth doula, you know, just the quick little, you know, 1 to 4 hour appointments. Make a calendar link for that in Calendly and send that to people. And then they can just choose whenever they want to do their prenatal right there in Calendly. You should never be ever be going back and forth with someone in email to schedule anything. And again, this is to schedule prenatals. This is to schedule virtual coaching. This is to schedule consultation calls. This is to schedule podcast interviews if you have a podcast. Never, ever, ever just be going back and forth in email. That is one surefire way to waste a whole lot of time and spend way too much time working. And the goal here, if you're new, is how do we actually streamline everything so we can work less and spend more time doing what we love, whether that's supporting your clients or hanging out with your kids or going to the gym or going to the spa or whatever it is. So once you have figured out the automated scheduling and calendars, something else that I want you to focus on is how do you automate the client intake forms? So this is once someone is already a client, though you could also automate the entire like application and consultation process. But once someone is a client, how are we getting information from them? By the way, if you're not doing this, you absolutely should be. And again, whether or not this is in-person coaching, whether or not this is a mother circle you're leading, if this is online, whether you're selling programs, you should be collecting intake forms. And just a side note, these intake forms not only have like their name and their email and their Instagram handle, maybe their address, things like that, but you also should be asking very specific questions about their goals, what they're looking to get out of doula support or the course or the program or the coaching, and maybe even like where they found you and a bunch of things like that. I could actually do a whole nother podcast on intake forms. everyone here should be doing them. So how can we automate? How can we streamline intake forms? So I love to connect it to the payment platform. So really what this means is that I am not sending anything via email myself. So once someone pays, whether that's paying for doula support or paying for our doula training program or our business bundle or anything like that, as soon as they pay, they get an email with a link to fill out this intake form. And it is all completely hands-off automated. Like I literally don't have to do anything. I just get a login and see everybody's responses. I don't actually actually have to send anything. And so this, they get it sent a link in the email. The link is to an Airtable survey form. We'll talk about Airtable in a little bit, of course. And they fill out the form and I get a notification that I can go in and read their answers. Now, I've also set up automations where if they have not filled out this form after a certain amount of time, they actually get email reminders to fill out this form. So imagine you have a new client who hires you for doula support. Maybe they want to do, you know, postpartum overnight visits. As soon as they pay, set this up so they get an email to fill out this form. And this form has all the information about their address and what they're looking for and, you know, maybe their work schedules and their stressors and things like that. But also set up this automation through Airtable that if they have not actually filled that form out within 5 days of purchasing, they get a reminder email. And another couple days later, they get another reminder email. And then maybe a couple days after that, if they still haven't filled it out, that's when it sends you an email and says, hey, Kylie, Rachel has not filled out her intake form. Here's her phone number. Reach out to her. Right. So the cool thing is here is that it doesn't actually need any of your time or energy until it's already gone through like 3 different filters. And if that client has missed those 3 filters or those 3 reminders, then it brings you in. So imagine if, let's just take my business, for example. We had 60 new students join our programs in December. If I had to send 60 intake forms to all of those people manually, and then let's say half of them didn't fill it out within the first 5 days, and I had to like go track that and now go send another 30 emails, and then another 10 like didn't fill it out for another week, and then I have to go back, check and see and send more emails. That's like literally a full-time job. Like that would take several hours over the course of that first couple of weeks. But guess what? I don't have to do anything. Like it's all automated, even the follow-up reminders. So that's just one example. And again, just to like really reiterate, this is for in-person clients. This is for one-on-one virtual clients. This is for if you sell a birth course. It doesn't matter. You should be doing this. All right. So way number one that you are going to automate your onboarding process is figuring out a scheduling platform like Calendly. Number two is to figure out how you're going to do your digital intake forms. I use Airtable and emails for that. And then the next one I want to dive into even more is just other email automations. And so this is different than that first, you know, intake form email. But just in general, most of your emails, like really the majority of them, should be completely automated. And you can do this in several ways. For instance, if you're doing in-person services, if someone purchases your doula package, let's say, you really should have an email automation that sends them several emails over the first several weeks just to kind of give them resources, right? Help them understand what this looks like. Send them the links to book prenatal appointments. Send them the links to maybe your resources. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But if you're also doing virtual coaching or let's just say a course with ongoing coaching, again, as soon as someone purchases, you should send emails over those first couple of weeks and they should be completely automated. What I want you to understand is that we want our clients and our students to feel taken care of. We want them to feel like we know what the heck we're doing. It's going to give them confidence in us, but it's also going to give them, I guess, confidence in themselves and the process that they're going through. Does that make sense? So when someone joins, let's just say someone joins one of our business programs, if they pay us thousands of dollars, rightfully so, right? The value is fantastic. But if they pay us thousands of dollars and they never hear from us again, and all they get is a login to the course platform, that feels a little bit icky. Like it feels like we left them high and dry, right? That's not what I want. I want someone to invest in me as their mentor and as their coach. Yes, I want them to automatically get an email that has their logins to watch all the pre-recorded videos, but I'm also sending like 10 emails over the first 21 days. And 100% automated, that's helping them feel supported within inside of our community. So we even set up emails. Well, everyone gets the same amount of emails no matter what. But remember, they get extra emails if they haven't filled out their intake forms. They get extra emails if they haven't signed contracts. They get emails that just say, hey, hit reply and let me know, how's it going? Are you into everything? Do you feel supported? How can we help you? Again, imagine if I had to do all of that manually for 60 students who joined our programs in December. First of all, it wouldn't be possible, right? It just wouldn't be possible. On the flip side of that, if I didn't have this automation, these emails just wouldn't get sent at all. So regardless if you're doing in-person support, virtual support, courses, set up some type of email automation for client communication. That's what I want to say. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is using a CRM system. So CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management. Not a huge fan of that term. Really what it is just the place that you're organizing all of your client and student data or information. So you guys probably know, since you're listening to this, that I use and love Airtable. It is 100% free forever. Birthworker.com/Airtable gets you a free account. Now, of course, you can upgrade if you eventually go on to have a huge team or you want like extra fancy looking surveys and stuff like that. But really, you don't have to. You never have to upgrade. So again, birthworker.com/Airtable. I love Airtable. I use it for tracking my clients, tracking my students, tracking my sales, tracking my community, intake forms, survey forms, podcast reviews, tracking my content, planning my content. Like literally, I open Airtable every single day, multiple times per day. I have planned my notes for this podcast episode in Airtable. I'm literally staring at Airtable right now. I love it. Now, many other doulas also use things like HoneyBook. You might have heard of HoneyBook. And there's a couple other out there. Dubsado is another one. Now, to be honest, I prefer Airtable because Airtable is 100% customizable to what you need. And it's free. So HoneyBook and Dubsado, they come with costs, monthly ongoing costs. And I don't know if you know me, but if you do know me, you know that I'm trying to lower my expenses as much as possible always. And so if I can find something that works really well for free, you bet I'm using it. And that being said, I would literally pay $1,000 per month for Airtable. Like it runs my freaking business. So the reason you should be using a customer relationship management system is because once you do that, once you have all of your information in a software, that's when you can then go create automations to make things easier. So if you're just like writing down on post-it notes when your client's due dates are and what their addresses are, we can't actually automate that at all, right? But if it's in a system, if in this system we have their name, their Instagram, their email address, their due date, their actual address, all of the information about where they're giving birth, like all of the details, that's when we can create automations. So for instance, if we have all that information, we could send emails based on their due date. We could say, hey, you're officially 8 months pregnant. As your doula, here's what I would recommend that you focus on this month. And we can do that because we have their email, we have their due date within this software, right? Another thing could be, okay, 2 weeks after the client's due date or 1 month after the client's due date, send an email and a text to this client asking for a review on doula support or a review on the course they bought or whatever it is. Now, Listen to this. I don't care if you're driving, you're at the gym, you're cooking dinner, you're just sitting and listening. Raise your hand if you have a really automated and streamlined follow-up system to get testimonials from your clients. I bet almost no one here is raising their hand. Imagine if you could set up that automation once and literally never have to worry about it again, where it is just automatically, based on their due date, sending them a text and an email, having them click a link and give you a testimonial, right? So those are just a couple ways to understand how, if we have all of our clients' information in a CRM tool and a customer relationship management software, that's when we can go create automations from it. So I know when I started, I wanted to do everything in like a notebook and a journal. And I know they sell like really pretty like doula notebooks and things like that. But I am telling you, you can't automate from that. So if you want to use journals and notebooks, fantastic, but that's the backup. That's the second choice to also having it in a system like Airtable. And again, one of the reasons I love Airtable is because you can also manage things like your content for social media or your long form content and really everything, absolutely everything. Now, the last thing I want to talk about, and I said that I would mention, is creating an online resource library. And I actually love this idea. I am, just to be completely transparent, I'm not in the season of life where I'm scaling my in-person doula business. So I am not taking 4, 5, 6, 7 in-person doula clients per month. There was a season in my life where I was doing that, and maybe I'll do that again a decade from now. But regardless what season you're in, if you want to give a really, really good journey to your doula clients, think about creating an online resource library. And the cool part here is that you can automate it. And again, based on due dates. So I am mushing a bunch of the things we've already talked about. I am mushing it all together and giving you this new idea. So I think that every doula should have a digital library for their in-person clients. This is, by the way, one of the reasons I created my online birth course, is because I realized that prenatal appointments with my clients were too short and I needed to get them more information, like helping them overcome their fears and helping them develop their autonomy and understanding what mindset hacks to focus on. Those were things that we didn't have time to cover in prenatals. And so I was like, okay, what do I do here? So I went and created an online course. Now, I created a big comprehensive online course that was 8 modules. It was called Autonomous Birth Academy. That's one way to do it, but you could also literally just have a digital library for clients that has mini videos on little topics, that has downloads, you know, downloadable birth plan templates and downloadable, you know, cheat sheets or checklists for certain things. I think every in-person doula should have that. And instead of having to manually send these to your clients at different points throughout their pregnancy, you can automate that using your CRM and using the data and information you have to send them emails throughout their journey. So you could send them an email when they're 12 weeks pregnant, and it's going to be an email that links a bunch of like second trimester resources. How cool would that be? Just put yourself in your client's shoes for a minute. How cool would that be if your doula, who you have paid some decent money to and hired as almost like your guide through this journey, was so on top of her shit that she was sending you resources at the exact moment that you needed them? She wasn't waiting for you to ask for something. And you could do this all of the time. We actually even have clients who do this every week throughout the entire pregnancy, which is, I don't want to say it's overboard because honestly, it's a phenomenal idea, but it's a lot. And I don't want anyone here to feel pressured to do that. But if you could just send out a monthly email to your clients with resources that they might need in the coming months, like I said, birth plans or, you know, meditations or, you know, miles sequence or like movement sequences as they get closer to birth, what a great experience that is, right? And this episode is not about referrals, but I will tell you that the number one way to get referrals is to do a really freaking good job. And these are the little things that really take it up a notch. If your client has had multiple other doulas in the past and you are their new doula for this new upcoming birth and you do these things but no one else had in the past, they are going to look at you and say, are you a unicorn? This is phenomenal experience. And that's the kind of experience that then they turn around and they go tell all of their friends and they shout it from the rooftops. So that's what we're looking for. So all of those things that we chatted about, those are just little ideas for you to automate your client onboarding process or really just your client relationship process. So we talked about doing automated scheduling, automated intake forms, automated emails, just using a CRM in general, and then automating emails that give your clients access to this online resource library, or that's just sending out resources in the right order automated, so you never have to do anything manually. Now, I did want to share just some personal experiences and success stories with like how we're doing this with my current business now too, because I know it is so fun to like look up at your mentors and like actually hear how their businesses work. I know that's one of my favorite things when I'm being coached by my mentors. So we're obviously doing all of this in my business now too. And when I say my business, I really specifically mean my online business, which is birthworker.com, which is our doula training program, our childbirth educator training program, and our business coaching program. All of those come with access to our coaching membership also. So I really also do have the Birthworker community membership with well over 200 students at it at this point now. So obviously I have to do some sort of automation. Otherwise, it would not work to have that many students. But really what I wanted to just say is that we're doing all of this for our online business too. So it's online group coaching. We have automated scheduling. I use automated scheduling for testimonial calls, for one-on-one coaching calls, for breakthrough calls, sales calls. And really, I like don't stop with just sending automated emails and automated texts. Like I said, I'm pulling all of that information. Let's take, for instance, like sales calls. Anyone who books a sales call with me, which is what I call it as a business owner, just so you guys know, on the front end to the on my website, it does not say book a sales call. But to me, in my brain, as a business owner, I consider it also a sales call. But when someone books a sales call with me, let's say they are interested in our childbirth educator training program, but they also want our business coaching program and they're not sure which to buy, they book a free breakthrough call with me. I don't just send an automated text and automated email because there's so many extra automations we can put on the back of that. So it actually, that their information actually goes into my CRM, and inside my CRM, it tells me what's their name, what's their Instagram, their email, when did they book the call, when is the call for? And actually I give each of them a status. So if you book a call, your status is call booked. If you no-show the call, I change it to the status to no-showed. And guess what? That sends automated emails after that. If on the call you tell, if I'm on a breakthrough call with you and you tell me, Kylie, yes, I'm in. I want to join your childbirth educator training program. Behind the scenes, I change the status in my CRM to interested in CBE program, and that automates additional emails. I can also change links to follow up, and it sends automated follow up emails. So that entire process, just this one little thing in my business, sales calls or breakthrough calls, has so many automations attached to it. And it might seem like, well, Kylie, wasn't that so hard to set up all these automations? And the truth is, it's not so easy at the beginning, but giving it, let's just say, one entire day of my attention has now made it to where it doesn't need any of my attention anymore. Like I literally just show up. If there's a call on my calendar, I literally just show up. I don't have to like go in and manually send emails or manually send reminders or anything like that. So give your business the energy it deserves on the front end, meaning right now. That way you're saving so much time on the back end, meaning tomorrow and going forward. I just want to reiterate too that if I didn't have these automations on the back of the sales calls, they just wouldn't get done. Like I would not send follow-up emails. I would not say, hey, just a reminder, we chatted about this program and you said you were interested. Do you have any more questions? I wouldn't send those emails. I would just ghost these people. And that really doesn't help. Not only does it not help them because they're not getting support, but it also doesn't help my business because they end up not purchasing because they forgot or their life got busy. And so those follow-ups are really, really, really helpful. That's just one way we're using it in my business, birthworker.com. But to be honest, I could talk about this for like 5 years. So I better not, because I could. Now, if you're not already inside the Birthworker community membership, that is the place to be. We are now offering 3 coaching calls every single week. So that's 12 coaching calls every month, business coaching, birthworker coaching, and mindset coaching. And so you can actually come live on Zoom and get coached live literally 3 times per week. It is absolutely unheard of in the birthworker community. So if you're not And when I say, when I mean birth worker community, I mean it's unheard of like anywhere else besides our community. That's the funny thing with naming your business birth worker. So if you're not inside the birth worker community membership, definitely think about jumping in. And if you've been a longtime listener, you already know that if you join our doula program, our childbirth educator training program, or our business coaching program, you get 1 year in that community for free. So if you're on the fence of jumping into the community membership, definitely check out our programs and see if we can offer anything to help you hit your goals faster and without working 40 hours per week. Now, that being said, I did want to just say that we also have a mini course called Doula Jumpstart. Doula Jumpstart is not something I promote very often because, heck, even I get busy. So you may not have heard of it, but we created Doula Jumpstart for someone who's just left a doula training and feels like they actually have no clue how to even get off the ground in terms of growing their in-person business. And so Doula Jumpstart covers everything about not only like running prenatal appointments and setting up your packages and pricing, but even more importantly, onboarding your doula clients. So if you want a sneak peek behind the scenes of what it looks like to really automate and systemize your entire onboarding process for your doula business, definitely check out Doula Jumpstart. You will absolutely love it. You're actually going to be amazed at how easy the entire process can be if you have step-by-step tutorials showing you exactly how to do every step of the whole process. So I'll put all the links to all of that in the show notes. If you're interested in Doula Jumpstart, you can go to birthworker.com/jumpstart. But hey, if you love this podcast, I really hope to meet you in real life one day inside of our birthworker coaching community. I would love to see you inside of our programs. So if you have any questions or you're interested in jumping in or saying hello or anything like that, shoot me a DM on Instagram over at Birthworker Podcast on Instagram. Again, you'll find all of those links in the show notes. And I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I will see you right back here next week for some more amazing episodes. Bye, everyone. See you soon.